Norma said that Boxing Day was called Boxing Day because some rich people put some food into boxes for poor people on Boxing Day.
They didn't have refrigeration.
Norma said the reason that just Boxing Day is why some call Boxing Day. 就是有些有钱人把那个食物放在那个盒子里，盒子里给那些穷人吃。
We never got food in boxes on Boxing Day at our house. We got it from the refrigerator.
对呢，我们家里从来没有在那个盒子里拿到任何的食物，我们的食物都从冰箱里拿出来。So
anyway, welcome to you all. Happy holiday today.
现在欢迎所有的人，节日快乐。
Last week, we were studying in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, chapter 6 and chapter 7. We'll go back to there today.
上个星期呢，我们学到了第二哥林多后书的第七章、第八章。今天呢，我们要回到这里。
Let's ask the Lord to help us as we start our study.
让我们请求主那个来帮助我们，当我们开始学习的时候。
Lord, we do thank you for your goodness, for your provision, for your care, and we thank you for Christmas.
主啊，我们要感谢您，感谢您的良善，也感谢您的供应，感谢您的对我们的慈爱，也要感谢圣诞节。
And Lord, this afternoon again, we have the opportunity of looking into your word for help and understanding and for grace.
主啊，我们今天呢下午有这样的一个机会来继续的去寻求您的话，在您的话呢寻求您的帮助，寻求您的恩典。
And we pray that you will be gracious to us and help us. And we ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告，祈求您呢对我们有恩典，也帮助我们。我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we were considering some truths at the end of chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians last time.
上个星期呢，我们在格林多后书的第六章的最后一部分，我们学到了一些真理。
I'm going to read the section on separation from evil, the last several verses of chapter 6. We'll read them, and then we'll consider them, talk about them.
现在我们要读一下这个里面的，就是我们要和罪分开，然后呢，我要给大家读几节经文，最后的几节，然后再开始解释。
So, verse number 7 says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?
所以刚才读的应该是第十四节，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同乎一恶，义和不义有什么交通呢？光和黑暗有什么相通呢？
And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever?
第十五节说，基督和比利有什么相合呢？信与不信有什么相干呢？
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
那就是说神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为你们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要住在他们中间居住，在他们中间行走。
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
第十一节说，主说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就接纳你们。
I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
第十八节说，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
So there are two big issues here before us. One is that as we proceed forward, we are to make sure we're not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
这个里面呢有几样东西呢，我们要在我们前面，就是说第一个呢，就是说呢，当我们往前走的时候，我们不要和那些不同的，就是不同的不信的人不能同负一轭。
But the other side of this issue is, what if you were yoked together with unbelievers before you became a Christian?
其实现在其中的一个问题呢，就是说。 如果说你在成为基督徒之前，你已经和那些不信的人同父一个了，怎么办？
And so very often these issues become very significant, very powerful, very troublesome.
所以这个时候呢，通常很快这些呢，就是问题会变得非常的常见，非常的有力量，非常的给你带来麻烦。
In a relatively simple way, the relationship between believers and unbelievers in business is not too problematic.
这个里面呢，就是非常简单的一个，就是基督徒和不信的人之间呢，去做那个生意的一个原则呢，就是从一开始你就不要涉及进去。
If you were in partnership with somebody who wasn't a believer, and you yourself became a believer, you would be advised, don't stay there, try to get out.
所以呢，如果呢，就是说呢，你在那个跟一个不信的人在你跟你做合伙人的话呢，就是说当你信了以后呢，你不要停留在那里，要尽快的出来。
And if a believer, sorry, if an unbeliever says to a believer, let's go into business together, the believer would say, no, that would not be wise. Sooner or later, we will have a serious difficulty because you're a believer, you're not a believer, rather, I'm a believer, you're not going to work.
现在如果不信的人跟一个信的人说呢，意见说我们来一起去做生意吧。那个信徒说呢，这个不是一个很好的主意，因为不管迟早，我们两个呢，就是因为你是不信的，我是信的，迟早我们两个呢会陷入麻烦里面去。
Similarly, a Christian wouldn't become involved with a non-Christian if, in fact, a marriage were considered. A man doesn't spend time with a non-committed woman. A woman doesn't spend time with a non-Christian man.
所以同样的一种情况呢，就是在关于婚姻这方面呢，就是说是一个信的男人呢，他不要和那些不信的女人结婚，也不要跟他们在一起。同样的，就是不信的信的女人呢，也不要和那些不信的男人在一起，也不要跟他们结婚。
And these marital situations are very difficult at best, but in the, if it's a believer and a non-believer, it's probably going to be a problem. Don't get involved. Don't let those you love get involved.
这个其实呢，就是说是迟早在婚姻里面一个不信的人和信的人在一起呢，这个是迟早会出现你家庭的问题，所以呢，你不要涉及到这种情况下去，也不要让你所爱的人呢也陷入这种境况。
The reason for this very strong counsel is found really in verse 18. It says, the Lord says, I will be a father to you. You shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
所以这个里面的这个有这么强的一个建议的原因呢，是在第十八节里，因为主说呢，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
So the Lord promises to make us a part of his family. We must therefore not say, no, I'm going to become a part of a non-believer's family.
所以呢，主呢已经应许了我们说我们要再成为他的家人，所以我们要对那些说呢，我们要成为不信的人的家庭的人呢，我们要说不。
But the big issue, I think, is What if, in fact, you were married to somebody who wasn't a believer? What would you do then?
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是一个很大的问题呢，就是如果你和一个不信的人结婚了，那你会怎么办呢？
And so both in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7, and in Peter, we read instruction that there were not to separate from those situations. We continue to follow the Lord, and we don't separate just because the other one isn't a believer or was not a believer when we married them. Don't separate.
这个里面呢，在哥林多后书第七章还有彼得书里面，其实的教导都是这样的。就算你跟不信的人呢已经结了婚了，你不要和他分开，你要继续待在这个婚姻里，你继续跟随主。所以呢，就算你跟不信的人结了婚，不要跟他分开。
The question is, does the Lord understand these very difficult circumstances?
现在问题是呢，主他理解这样一个非常艰难的一个处境吗？
And so last week, I told you a story, and then I realized that I only told half the story.
今天我跟大家讲了一个故事，我意识到呢，我只是把那个故事讲了一半。
I told the story about my friend who became a Christian and went to his brother and said to his brother, I've become a Christian. It's not proper for me to continue to be in a business relationship with you. I'm going to have to separate from you because you're not a believer and I am.
今天我刚跟大家讲的一个故事呢，就是一个人呢，他成为基督徒以后呢，他就跟他的合伙人说呢，我现在已经是个基督徒了，你不是，所以呢，我不应该跟你继续一起做生意。
And you'll remember that I told you that his brother solved the problem because his brother became a Christian. They were both Christians. And so they were able to carry on a successful business together.
就像你们大家记得呢，我跟大家讲的这个故事的后面呢，是他的哥哥呢，最终呢，成为呢基督徒。成为基督徒以后呢，这样呢，他们两个弟兄两个就可以一起做生意。
But the wife of this second brother was not a Christian, and she didn't really believe. And she didn't like her husband when he became a Christian. She felt that he wasn't a fun person to be with anymore.
这个呢，他那个第二个信的那个弟弟呢，或者弟兄呢，他呢，他的妻子呢，因为他成为了基督徒呢，所以他不想跟他继续再待在一起，因为他觉得跟他再待在一起就没什么乐趣。
So I told you. That she went to her uncle, I believe, who was a judge in Vancouver, and she asked him what to do.
所以呢，我记得呢，我跟大家讲的是呢，然后他去找他的叔叔，他叔叔呢是在温哥华做法官的。
And so he said, I'm not sure you should go to the judge next door in my office here. And he was a friend of my father, so he went to the judge next door.
然后那叔叔说呢，你要去我隔壁那个办公室找那个法官，他是我的父亲的朋友，所以你应该去找他。
And the judge next door told her that the best way to solve this problem is for her to become a Christian, just like her husband had become a Christian to solve the business problem, so she should become a Christian to solve the family problem.
所以呢，这个隔壁的法官就告诉他呢，这个最好的解决方案呢，就是他也成为基督徒，这样呢就会解决所有问题。就像他的丈夫成为基督徒呢，可以解决他做生意方面的问题。那么说他如果成为基督徒呢，他就可以解决家庭的问题。
And I'm not sure how much of his own story he told this woman.But I'm going to tell you the rest of this judge's story.
所以呢，我不是很确定那个法官跟他讲了多少关于他自己的故事。所以呢，我现在准备把那个法官自己的故事讲给你们听。
When the judge was, I believe, a teenager. His mother became a Christian.
所以这个法官当他还是青少年的时候呢，他的妈妈呢成为了基督徒。
His mother had, I think, 7 children at that time.
他的妈妈呢，我认为在那个时候呢，他有七个孩子。
She became a Christian, but her husband said, I don't want to be a Christian.
所以呢，她成为了基督徒以后呢，她的丈夫说呢，我不想成为基督徒。
And he decided that he was going to abandon the family.
所以呢，他决定呢，他要抛弃他的家人。
And so he left his wife and his 7 children, and he went off. I've nowhere, no idea where he went or how or why. I know very little of that story, but the father left the mother and the 7 children because she was a Christian. He said, I don't want to be a Christian.
因为呢，她的那个丈夫呢，他就是离家出走了，离家出走呢，离弃了他的妻子和七个孩子。我不知道他是怎么离家出走的，他到底去了哪里，去以什么方式。但是我知道的是，他离开了他的妻子和七个孩子。
So the question is, what happened to that family?
所以现在问题是呢，在那个家里会发生什么样的事情呢？
The first thing that happened was that there were great needs in the family, financial needs. The oldest son decided he had better go and get a job.
所以现在问题呢，就是在那个家里呢有很大的需求，特别是说财务方面的需求，所以他的大儿子呢就决定呢说他最好去找一份工作。
So he went out and got a job and became a very successful businessman.
所以呢，他出去呢找那份工作，成为了一个非常成功的生意人。
One of the next sons was this man who became a lawyer and then became a judge, a very successful judge.
所以呢，就是然后呢，这个人呢，他的第二个儿子呢就成为了一个律师，成为律师，最终成为一个法官，是一个非常成功的法官。
One of the next sons decided to become an accountant.
所以呢，接下来这个儿子呢，决定他成为一个会计。
He ended up going to work for the federal government in the tax department.
所以最终呢，在联邦政府的那个税务部工作。
And he ended up as a very senior man in the tax department. He was the assistant deputy minister income tax in Ottawa.
所以呢，实际上他最终呢成为那个高阶的那个在税务局的一个人物。他其实上是在他那个税务局的那个局长的助理，在渥太华。
When I moved to Ottawa when I was a young man, I went to stay in his house for a few days.
所以呢，当我还年轻的时候，我去到渥太华呢，在他的家里呢住了几天。
We were sitting at the dining room table, and his wife said to me, do you know this is a special dining room table?
对呢，然后呢，他们坐在那个饭厅的那个饭桌前面，他的太太告诉我说，你知道吗？这个饭桌是一个很特别的饭桌。
I said, well, what's so special about this table?
可是这个饭桌有什么特别的呢？
She said, well, the Income Tax Act for Canada was written by my husband at this table.
他说呢，其实呢，我们加拿大的那个收入税的那个法律呢，是我的丈夫把它都写在了这个桌子上。
She had another son who became a gospel preacher and was a powerful man of God here in British Columbia preaching the gospel.
所以呢，他还有另外一个儿子呢，最终呢成为了一个传道人。传道人呢，他其实在呢我们 BC 省呢是一个非常著名的一个传道人。
She had another son who was a successful businessman and a couple of daughters. The son of one of her daughters was my very good friend when I went to university.
其实呢，他们呢，这中间呢，还有一个儿子呢，也成为其的非常成功的生意人，还有几个儿子，几个女儿，几个女儿呢，他们中间的呢，是我在上大学时的，有一个是我的好朋友。
Why do I tell you that story?
我为什么要告诉你这个故事呢？
Well, the Bible says not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. This woman becomes a Christian. Her husband says no and goes away. And God says, I'll look after your family.
现在我们的圣经告诉我们的就是不要信和不信的人不要同父一轭。所以这个丈夫呢跟他说他妻子成为基督徒呢他要离开他。你跟他神说呢，我来照顾你。
God is never anybody's debtor. And we say, by the grace of God, I will follow you. And God says, and I will help you.
所以呢，神呢，他永远不是任何人的债主。然后呢，神说，借着神的恩典，如果有谁说他要跟随神的话呢，神说呢，我会帮助你。
These verses say,Don't compromise with evil. Don't affiliate with those who don't know or love the Lord Jesus. Stay away from them.
所以这些经文呢告诉我们就是呢不要向那些不信的人妥协就是说呢不要跟他们在一起要远离他们。
And sometimes the situations become very, very difficult.
有时候呢情况会变得非常的非常的难。
But these stories, interrelated as they are, these stories show that God will bless those who honor him when it comes to how you work with unbelievers.
所以这个呢就是说呢这些经文告诉我们神呢他知道怎样去尊重那些就是说是跟随他的人就是那些人怎么样去按照这些经文去对待那些不信的人的时候。
There are often great difficulties in life, and if we were to write the script, we probably would write it differently. God says, no, I'm behind the circumstances. You follow me, I'll make it all work out right.
所以呢，其实在我们人生中呢，有很多非常艰难、困难的时刻。如果我们要能写的话呢，我们会写不同的故事。那么神说不，我会来照顾你，你我会让一切纠正过来，我会让一切变得正确的。如果你跟随我的话。
Again, now look at these wonderful promises that we get in verses 16 and 17 and 18.
再一次呢，我们要都来看看这些奇妙的，就是应许在第十六节、第十七节、第十八节里。
God says in verse 16, "You say no to evil. You say I'm not going to be associated with those who do not know you." And verse 16 says, "God says I will dwell in them. I will walk among them." I will be their God. They shall be my people. What a wonderful promise.
那神说呢，如果说呢，你呢要远离那些罪恶，你不要和那些就是说不信的人呢有任何的关系。如果你这么做呢，神就说呢，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他要做我们，他们要做我的子民。这是一个多么奇妙的应许啊。
Verse 17 says, Therefore, come out from among them. Be ye separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
就是继续说呢，主说你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁的物，我就接纳你们。
That basically says, you can become unequally yoked with an unbeliever, or you can Come to God and he will receive you and you can be yoked to him. Who would you want to be yoked to? Do you want to be yoked to God? Do you want to be yoked to the unbeliever?
其实这里的其实问题就是呢你是要会和那些不信的人同父一轭呢还是呢你要来到神这里你去相信神和那些不信的人分开跟神同父一轭所以呢你要想与谁同父一轭呢 是那些不信的人呢，还是信的神呢？还是神呢？因为神说你，如果你跟随他，他就接纳你。
Verse 18 says, I will be a father unto you. He's just going to receive us. He will be a father unto us. And we will be his sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
就是说他要做你们的父，就是说如果我们接纳他呢，他就会接纳我们做我们的父，我们也要做他的女儿，这是全能的主说的。
As we go through life, what a wonderful thing to have God the Father working with us, walking with us, and encouraging us and helping us.
现在当我们走过我们人生的路的时候呢，这个呢是多么奇妙一件事，我们的神作为我们的父呢，他和我们同行，他为我们做工，他来鼓励我们，帮助我们。
So these are the simple and the wonderful truths associated with, we can walk with the unbeliever or we can walk with God.
这是一些简单的奇妙的这真理，就是说呢，关于我们是，我们要和那些不信的人一起呢，还是和神在一起呢？神会帮助我们的。
Well now chapter 7 and verse 1.
我们现在翻到第七章的第一节。
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
第一节说，蒙爱的人呢，我们既有这些应许，就当洁净自己，除去肉体和灵里一切的污秽，借着敬畏神，成就圣洁。
So, having these promises, we go through our lives,And we say, well, this should be, this shouldn't be, I'll separate myself from that or the other thing. And we cleanse ourselves from filthiness of the flesh and filthiness of the spirit. And we perfect holiness in the fear of God. That's the wonderful blessing we have.
因为当我们来走过我们的人生的时候呢，我们因为有这样的应许，所以我们说呢，我们要和那些不应该在一起和邪恶呢，给他们分开。就是说这里讲到的呢，就是我们应当洁净自己，除去肉体和灵里一切的污秽，接着敬畏神，成就圣洁。这是一个多么奇妙的应许。
And then verse 2 says, Open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one.We have corrupted no one. We have defrauded no one.
也就是说呢，接纳我们，我们未曾亏负人，未曾败坏人，未曾欺诈人。
That's what all the servants of the Lord ought to be able to say. We ought to be able to say, listen, we have not wronged anyone. What we have done only because of the love of God through us to the people we're working with.Therefore, you receive us.
现在这就是所有的属神的人应该说的话。说的话呢，就是呢，我们未曾亏负你们。我们未曾亏负你们呢，就是说呢，我们所有的做的一切呢，都是带着爱去给你们做的。所以呢，我们因为爱你们，所以做这些，所以你们要接纳我们。
Now, this is not the way the Corinthians had treated Paul.They had not opened their hearts to him.
也就是并不是说呢，当时哥林多人接待使徒保罗的方式，他们并没有向他开放心胸。
But he is bold enough to tell the truth.
所以呢，他是非常大胆的，足够大胆的去告诉他们真理真相。
Verse 3, he says, I do not say this to condemn you, for I have said before,That you are in our hearts to die together and to live together.
第三节说，我说这话不是要定你们的罪，我已经说过，你们在我们心里情愿与你们同生同死。
Paul is writing these things, and no doubt many in his audience had to say, that's not the way I did it. I did it wrong.
所以呢，使徒保罗在这个里面呢讲这样去讲呢，所有的听众呢，他们都会想说，这不是我对待别人的方式，我做错了。
And so Paul is saying, I'm not really writing this to tell you you're wrong to prove that you're wrong. He said, you're in my heart, I'm in your heart, and where hearts are joined together, we're going to live together, we die together, we're all one. He said, I'm not trying to condemn you, I want to be with you.
所以呢，这个使徒保罗他写这句话的意思呢，是告诉他们说呢，我不是想要定你们的罪，也不是想要证明你们有罪，所以说我已经说过了，我在你们心里呢，你们也在我们心里，我们呢就是说是你在我心里，我在心里，我们同样的，我们情愿呢同生死，所以这个话呢，说话不是要定你们罪，是要与你们同生同死。
In verse 4, he says, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf.
第四节就是说我大大的放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口。
It's very interesting. Paul writes these words to the Corinthians in the first book. In the first letter, in the second letter, he's very bold, and he says, my boldness toward you is very great. I'm bold, and I've criticized you for what you've done that's wrong.
里面呢，就是说呢，其实上呢，这里非常有意思的，在《哥林多前书》和《哥林多后书》呢，使徒保罗他一直在用这一句话，就是我放胆，我大胆的，就是而且大大的放胆，就是说我现在有这样的胆量，有足够的胆量向你们说，给你们讲这些，去批评你们，你们做错的事情。
But then he says, great is my boasting on your behalf.
是说呢，我因你们多多的夸口。
So you get the strange combination here. He says to them, they're wrong. You're very wrong. And then he says to other people, these are my children. They're very, very good.
你这个里面呢，你现在得到的是一个非常的那个奇怪的那个结合。他就是前面讲呢，说哎，你们做错了事情，你们做得非常错。后面也讲说，哎，这是我的孩子，我非常为他们感到骄傲。
Our father and mother were very like that in the family.
父母呢，在家里呢，跟这个非常的类似。
If we did something wrong at home, they told us very clearly, that was wrong, you must not do that.
现在如果我们在家里做错了什么，他们就会直接跟我们讲说，那个是错的，你不应该再那么去做。
But when we were out in public, they used to say very good things about us.
因为当我们在公众面前呢，他们通常呢会讲一些关于我们的很多的好话。
Sometimes I would say to myself, does my father really think I'm that good? Yesterday, he had to discipline me for doing something bad.
所以呢，有时候我在我心里想说，我在我父亲的心目中真的有那么好吗？他昨天还因为我做了坏事管教我。
That's the way it is with God. He says, Harold, I'm going to have to tell you you're wrong, but I'm going to tell other people you're a good boy.
所以呢，这就是神对我们所说的。神对我说，Harold 呢，我要告诉你，你做错的事情，但是呢，我要告诉其他的人呢，你是个好孩子。
Were the Corinthians a perfect church?
那么当时的哥林多人是一个完美的教会吗？
No.
不是。
Did he speak well of them to others?
所以呢，他跟他们讲的也足够的告诉他们比跟其他的人讲的更多一些吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
I think that's a beautiful picture.
对，我认为这是一个很美的画面。
Even when I did things that were bad, my father loved me and he tried to encourage me and he spoke well of me when we were with other people.
所以呢，就算我做错了事情，我的父亲呢，他仍然爱我。但是呢，他会当我和其他的人在一起的时候呢，他会说我很好，来鼓励我。
And then he goes on in verse 4 and he says, I'm filled with comfort. Even though you've done things that were wrong, I'm still happy. I'm filled with comfort on your behalf. I am extremely joyful in all our tribulation.
然后呢，第四节呢，后面接着讲说，我那是满得安慰，在我们一切的患难中，我极其的喜乐，说我仍然呢，在你们那里，在你们那里得到了很多的安慰，在我的患难中的时候。
It's true, their problems caused him to have great problems, but in the midst of it all, he was still very, very joyful for those Corinthian Christians.
所以这个里面呢，这也是个事实，就是因为他们的问题呢，造给使徒保罗造成了很多麻烦，但是呢，他还是说呢，他因为那些格林多的基督徒们呢，他极其的喜乐。
And then he goes on and tells the story that lies behind that or an illustration of that.
And then, 然后呢，接着他跟我们讲了一些故事。这故事呢，就是在这他刚才讲的那些背景里面的。
He says, verse 5, For indeed, when we were come to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears.
第五节说呢，我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，受伤也不得安息，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
So he said, when I got to Macedonia, I had lots of trouble. He might even have been referring to the fact that he went to prison with Silas at Philippi.
他说呢，当我去到那个马其顿的时候呢，我们有很大的麻烦，甚至麻烦到了一个程度呢，他和希拉呢一起在腓立比呢，被下到监狱里去了。
He says, verse 6, Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and in brackets, from you. Titus came from you.
因为第六节就说呢，但是那安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。他说，提多呢是从你们那里来的，他来了，他安慰了我们。So
here's Titus coming in the midst of all the problems they had in Macedonia. Titus came from Corinth, verse 7, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation which he was comforted in you when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice even more.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，他讲到了呢，提多呢来呢安慰呢他们，提多呢其实从哥林多来的，所以在第七节说呢，不但借着提多来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰安慰了我们，因他把你们的想念哀痛和向往的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
He says, verse 8, For even if I made you sorry with my letter, that would be the first letter to the Corinthians.
第八节就是说呢，我先前写信叫你们忧愁，这个先前写的信呢，就是应该是哥林多前书。
He says, it's true, I made you sorry with my letter. He says, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same letter or epistle made you sorry, though only for a little while.
第八节说呢，我后来虽然后悔，现在却不后悔，因为我知道那信叫你们的忧愁不过是暂时的。That's
really what godly discipline is all about, isn't it?
这就是所有的神的管教是就是这样的，是不是？
Again, the last half of verse 8, I perceive that the same letter made you sorry, but only for a little while.
第八节的结尾说呢，因为我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。
A parent gives a child discipline. It makes the child very unhappy, but usually for only a little while.
因为一个父母呢给孩子管教的时候，让孩子呢非常的不高兴。但这种不高兴呢，只是非常短暂的。
And so both the child and the parent are disappointed, sorry, for a little while, but very soon after they are rejoicing.
所以呢，这个父母和孩子他们其实呢都呢非常的失望，互相之间，但是呢这个时间呢都会很短暂，短暂的很快的呢，他们就会又欢喜了。And
so in verse 9 he says, "Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance."
第九节就是说呢，如今我欢喜，不是因为你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出悔改来。For
you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing.
就是说你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。Godly
repentance is very, very wonderful.
因为属神的敬虔的悔改是非常非常奇妙的。In
this instance, the repentance of the Corinthians toward Paul enabled Paul to give the Corinthians more and more good things.
所以这个在这个方面呢，因为呢，那个格林多人他们的悔改呢，他们就鼓励了使徒保罗，给他们更多的好的东西。And
so in verse 9 again he says, "Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance, for you were made sorrow in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. You were sorrowful, you repented, and consequently, I could keep on giving you everything that I intended to give you."
因为这个第九节是讲的是如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因为你们心中呢生出悔改来。所以他说这个你们的悔改呢，就是因为这忧愁的导致呢你们的悔改，你们又依着那个神的意思呢，就是忧愁。忧愁呢这个意思呢，就是说呢，你们这些敬虔的悔改呢，导致呢我可以继续去跟你们讲我准备跟你们讲的事情。所以这是就说凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。Verse
10, "For godly sorrow produces repentance to salvation, not to be regretted of, but the sorrow of this world produces death."
第十节就是说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出不会后悔的悔改，以致得救；但世界的忧愁就生出死来。If
you repent, there will be sorrow in that repentance. Repentance implies being sorrowful for the action that you're repenting of.
所以呢，就是说呢，就是如果说你悔改，悔改呢，你就会有痛苦。痛苦呢，就是说这个痛苦呢，就是导致呢，就是说你要悔改的那些东西，你要跟它分开的那些你要悔改的东西呢，导致你一些痛苦。But
that sorrow produces salvation. And when you get that salvation, you say, "I'm sure glad that I repented because it led to this blessing, and this blessing is wonderful. Glad that I repented."
这个里面呢，他讲到的呢，你这那些痛苦呢，就会导致你得救。导致你得救呢，你说呢，当你得救了以后呢，你得到这些东西奇妙的赐福的以后呢，你说呢，我非常高兴，因为我悔改了，因为这样的悔改呢，以后呢，让我得救，得救呢，所以我非常的那个高兴，我全悔改了。
But without these promises of God, ordinary worldly sorrow does not produce life. It produces death. The Christian is ahead of the non-Christian in every way.
所以呢，基督徒呢，其实呢，在每一方面都是在非基督徒的前面。
And so here's another example. The Christian is sorrowful and God grants repentance and blessing. The non-Christian goes through the same experience. He's sorrowful, but there's no benefit on the other side.
所以这个里面呢，其实这里又是另外一个例子。一个例子呢，就是作为基督徒呢，他悔改了，悔改信徒悔改了以后呢，他得到了就是神的那些赐福，得到了救恩。那么说呢，同样的就是非基督徒，他们经历同样的痛苦，他们却没有在将来会得到什么。
Verse 11 says, "For observe this very thing that you sorrowed in a godly manner."
第十一节说呢，你看你们依着神的意思忧愁，就此就生出。何等的谨慎。
What is godly sorrow? What is godly repentance?
所以呢，什么是呢？按照神的意思的忧愁呢？什么是按照神的意思的悔改呢？
So you have here, the expression of the sorrow that the Corinthians were involved in, the repentance that they were involved in.
所以这个里面呢，你就看到呢，当时的那个他们呢，格林多的人呢，他们的痛苦所涉及的方面，他们所那个就是悔改以后涉及的一些事情。
First of all, their repentance, their sorrow resulted in diligence. What diligence it produced in you.
所以呢，这个首先呢，就是他们的那种依着神的意思的忧愁呢，就生出了谨慎。这个谨慎是什么呢？什么样的谨慎在你里面呢？
Godly sorrow and repentance produces diligence.
所以神的属神的忧愁，使神的悔改呢，就生出了的是谨慎。
And then it produces a clearing of oneself.
所以呢，这个然后呢，也生出来那种自诉或者自我的辩白。
And there may have been something that was wrong, and the person says, "I'm going to show diligence. I know that's bad." And then he goes out of his way to clear himself. He gets rid of the things associated with that bad thing.
Because 出了一些错的事情，所以错的事情呢，那个人呢，他记得，他知道以后呢，他说他因为他的忧愁或者他的悔改呢，就生成了谨慎。他说要用这种谨慎的去为自己辩白，去把这些事情把它说清楚。
The next line says, "What indignation! That is, I'm going to turn away from it and I'm going to despise it." You're going to say, "I don't like that."
因为这个下一句呢，讲的是自恨或者恨恨，就是说呢，我现在呢，我很恨，所以呢，我要不离开这个东西，我远离这些错误。
What fear? I suppose that means that he was afraid. They were afraid they might do it again, and so they take action to make sure they don't do it again.
所以这个里面的恐惧，我认为呢，这个就是说呢，他们恐怕他们自己再犯呢，所以他说呢，我现在要确信，最近我要把事情做对的事情，我不再去说重新做那些错的事情。
What vehement desire, an indication that they really were zealous not to allow that to happen again.
所以呢，这个极大的愿望，这个愿望呢，这个意思呢，就是他们真的是非常的认真的，他们要确保那些错误不再会发生。
What zeal? That means they started doing what was right, not in a casual way, but in a zealous way.
所以呢，热心呢，这就是说呢，他们要开始去热心的去做正确的事情，不是以一种敷衍的方式去做，而是以一种热心的方式去做。
What vindication? I suppose that means that they went about to set right what was wrong, to vindicate themselves by paying off the debts or doing whatever else they could to ensure that the injustice was not going to be severe on others. They vindicated themselves by their following behavior.
这个里面就讲的自责，自责的意思呢，其实就是他们呢自己要去把他们所做的一些错的事情呢，把他自己纠正过来，就像是他们去要把债还债呀，干什么这一切呢，所以他们要确保在他们后来的这些人之间呢，没有任何的不平等的事情。
So he said, in summary, he says, in all things, you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter. In all things, they proved that their repentance was genuine, not just lip service or hypocritical.
所以在这一切事情上，你们都要表明自己是清白的。这个清白的是他就是讲的自己上的这一些事情呢，就在一切事情上，你们的那些悔改呀，都要是真的。
So there are various levels of effectiveness of repentance.
所以呢，这里有着不同的一种水平，就是说关于悔改的。
There's casual repentance and there's very sincere repentance.
所以呢，这有些是一些敷衍的那个悔改。
And these people, these Corinthians, proved that their repentance was genuine and sincere.
所以这些基督徒，这些哥林多的人呢，他们证明了他们的悔改呢是非常的认真的，也是非常的真的。And
therefore, we've got to be diligent. As well, we've got to say, when I repent, it's not just something casual. There's real performance in that repentance. Casual repentance is all too common in the world.
所以这个里面呢，就是因此呢，我们也要谨慎。我要谨慎呢，就是说呢，我们的悔改呢，它不是敷衍的，而是说是非常的、非常的认真的。我们也确保这种认真的、真诚真的悔改。所以在世界上呢，那种敷衍的悔改呢，是非常普遍的。And
verse 12 now he goes on to explain himself more thoroughly.
然后呢，就是第十二节呢，他继续解释自己的更多的、更深的解释。He
says, therefore, although I wrote to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who'd done the wrong, nor for the sake of him who suffered wrong. I did it that our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you.
有人就说，因此我虽然从前写信给你们，岂不是为那亏负的人，也不是为那受人亏负的，而是为了向你们表明我们在神眼前对你们的关心。That's
a very interesting line. He didn't do it just to correct it from the point of view of the one who was wronged, or even the point of view of the one who did the wrong. He says, I did it to you in order that you might know that I really do care for you.
对你呢，这是非常有意思的一句说法。那这个说法是，那我写信呢，并不是说呢，你们那些已经做过错事的人，也不是说呢，为了说是要去纠正你们现在做错的事情的人。我写这些信的目的呢，就是要为了，因为我关心你们。
This argument is used by the writer to the Hebrews over there. He says, the reason I discipline you, or the Lord disciplines you, is that they are a father, not just an individual. The father loves the child enough to discipline them. I want you to know that I love you, Corinthians, enough to discipline you.
你这一句这个说法呢，这论点呢，不用在呢希伯来书里写给希伯来人的时候，那里讲到的呢，就是说呢，父亲呢管教孩子呢，是因为父亲呢真的是爱孩子，所以这里他讲到说呢，我呢管教你们哥林多人呢，是因为我真的爱你们。
So verse 13, therefore, we have been comforted in your comfort, and we rejoice exceedingly more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all.
第十三节是说，因此我们因你们的安慰得了安慰，并且因你们众人使提多灵里的畅快欢喜，我们就更加欢喜了。
He's saying, now this is wonderful, and it was worth it all, because, you have been comforted, and we've been comforted, and Titus is happy as well.
也就是这个呢，就是说，他说这个事情呢，是非常的奇妙，这是也是值得的，因为说呢，你们得了安慰，我们也得了安慰，我们心里呢也很欢喜，就算是提督呢，他也高兴，他也欢喜。
And now he goes on in verse 14, and he says, if in anything I have boasted to Titus about you, I am not ashamed.
第十四节接着说呢，我若对提督夸奖呢，你们什么也觉得没有惭愧。
It's true. Paul boasted about the Corinthians to Titus.
所以这个也是个事实，那使得保罗向哥林多人呢夸赞了提督。
And he boasted to others as well.
所以他同样对其他的人也夸奖。
But the problem was that the Corinthians were not perfect. Therefore, there's a sense in which Paul was ashamed when he boasted to Titus about the Corinthians.
所以这个时候呢，因为呢，当时的哥林多人呢，他们并不完美，所以从这个意思方面去讲呢，当时的保罗向提督夸奖他们的时候呢，他心里可能感到有点惭愧。
Father and mother understand that when they boast about their children and then their children do something bad and disappointing.
所以呢，这个呢，父母呢，他们也理解这种的想法，因为当他向别人夸奖他自己的孩子的时候呢，他孩子，当他孩子做错了什么，就是说一直让他失望的时候，他也有，父母也有这种心态。
But Paul boasted to Titus about the Corinthians, and then Titus realized that they weren't perfect, and then Paul boasts again to Titus and says, but those Corinthians repented. So he boasted about them to start, and then he boasted about them in their repentance. Good for them.
所以现在使徒保罗呢，他向那个提督呢夸奖他们的哥林多人。他那个对人，就算是说是使徒保罗向他夸奖时，就算是说啊，他们开始悔改之前呢，他也夸奖他们；但他们真正的悔改以后，他还是夸奖他们。所以呢，当时那个提多呢，也意识到呢，哥林多人呢，他们不是完美的，所以他这样的夸奖呢，最后呢，就是说不管你怎么样，使徒保罗还在夸奖他，这个是很好的。
Verse 14 again now, for if in anything I have boasted to Titus about you, I am not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting to Titus was found to be true. He boasted, he said, those Corinthians are going to pay attention to my rebuke and they are going to repent. And then he said, and I boasted to Titus that you would do that. And you did that. Praise the Lord.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，继续讲，因为我对提督夸奖你们的话成真了以后，正如我对你们所说的一切事情都是照着真理一样。所以呢，其实呢，使徒保罗跟那个提督说呢，跟哥林多人说，其实刚开始呢，你们做错了一些事情，我必须责备你，责备你呢，责备你以后呢，你们就要悔改，然后呢，你们这最后呢，真的悔改了，所以你们的是都很棒，所以我要向提督夸奖你们。
And then he says in verse 15, and his affections are greater for you as he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him.
第15节记说，那并且提多想起你们众人的圣服是怎样恐惧、战战兢兢的接待他，他爱你们的心肠就越发热了。
What benefit is there in true repentance?
所以那个真正的悔改呢，会带来什么样的益处呢？
And the answer is, out of true repentance comes even greater love.
那个答案呢，就是说呢，真正的悔改最后导致甚至更大的爱。
He's saying, Titus loves you even more because of your great repentance.
那这里说呢，提多呢，甚至更爱你们了，因为你们的悔改。
Therefore, verse 16, he says, therefore, I rejoice. Because of repentance, everybody's rejoicing.
第16节说呢，我为能在凡事上信任你们而欢喜。
Therefore, he says, I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything.
因为他说呢，因此呢，我欢喜，因为能在凡事上为你们放心。
Were the Corinthians an exemplary church?
所以呢，那个哥林多是一个榜样的教会吗？
And the answer is no. In 1 Corinthians, they didn't do a very good job.
这答案是不是的，因为其实在哥林多前书里面呢，他们其实呢做的并不好。
But they did repent. They were sent a letter of rebuke, and they repented, and because they were repenting, Paul says, verse 16, I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything.
所以呢，他们呢，确实就悔改了，因为他们受到了责备，他们的信，然后呢，他们真正的悔改了，因此呢，在第16节，使徒保罗说， 我为能在凡事上信任你们而欢喜。So
the question is there any hope after failure?
所以呢，现在问题是呢，当你失败以后，有任何的盼望吗？
The story of David says, yes, there is hope after failure.
所以呢，就是那个大卫王的故事告诉我们说呢，是的，也真的有盼望。
On Sunday evenings, we've been studying the story of David.
所以在星期天的晚上，我们在学习呢大卫王的故事。
It's a wonderful story up until you get to the part about Bathsheba and Uriah, her husband, the Hittite.
然后呢，就是一个很美的故事，但是直到你来到他和那个八十八之间的那个，还有那个乌利亚那个西，就是那个黑人。Oh,
you say, what a terrible situation. There's really no hope there.
所以你说，哦，这是一个多么可怕的一种情况，在里面没有任何的盼望。But
in fact, David and Bathsheba repented in a most exemplary way.
所以呢，事实上呢，大卫王和巴西巴呢，他们以一种极有榜样性的方式悔改了。The
consequences of which were that they had four outstanding sons after that.
所以呢，结论结果呢，就是在这之后，他们有了四个杰出的儿子。
One was Solomon, and he became the king, and he became the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ all the way down, Matthew tells us, to the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，其中呢，一个就是所罗门，所罗门呢，他成为了王，然后呢，他成为了那个主耶稣基督的先人，从那个一直马太福音告诉我们，一直从那个所罗门一直下到最后到下面去。
another son was Nathan. And Nathan was an outstanding man in his day. He became the father of Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read the genealogy in the book of Luke.
另外一个呢，就是拿单，拿单呢，其实呢，他也是一个杰出的书生。当然，我们读到路加福音的那个家谱的时候呢，其实他是那个玛利亚的先人，玛利亚就是主耶稣基督的母亲。And
they had two other sons who were outstanding.
他们另外两个儿子都是非常杰出的。
The question is there hope after failure?
现在问题是在失败以后会有盼望吗?
The story of David and Bathsheba is, by the grace of God, yes, great hope.
所以呢，就是关于那个大卫王和巴西巴的故事，借着神的恩典，是的，有很大的盼望。
Is there hope for a recovery after failure in an assembly?
所以呢，就是说呢，就是当地教会里的出现问题以后，是不是会有一个很大的恢复的这样的盼望呢？
And the story of the Corinthian assembly is, yes, there is hope.
所以呢，哥林多的教会的故事告诉我们，是的，那里是有盼望。
It's very encouraging for the individual, the story of David and Bathsheba. For the assembly, the story of Corinth. And there is always hope. If there is sin and repentance after sin, there is hope and great and blessed hope.
所以这个里面呢，确实是对我们来说呢，你说对单独的个人，那大卫王和八十八的故事，对于教会来说，哥林多的教会，这里面呢，就是说呢，这里面都是有极大的盼望的，这是非常的那个好的。如果说呢，那你有罪，有了罪以后呢，然后有了悔改，悔改了以后呢，有很大的盼望，有那个极大的有福气的盼望在后面。
And so the conclusion now, after these several chapters of Paul wrestling with the issues associated with his letter to them, their condemnation of him, his rebuke to them, and the repentance that followed, what is the conclusion?
所以这个里面呢，这些故事呢，借着那个前这几章的使徒保罗，那给他们的责备，他一直就是说力图去跟他们讲，就是说这个给他们责备，定他们的罪，然后呢，就是这样跟他们说来说去，最后呢，导致他们的悔改，那么结论是什么呢？
Verse 16 again is the conclusion. Therefore, I rejoice that I have confidence in you in everything. You guys are good kids.
所以这个呢，第十六节呢，再次来到第十六节，这就是那个结论。他说，我能为能在凡事上信任你们而欢喜，是的，你们都是好孩子。
And then you get into chapter 8.
然后呢，我们来到第八章。
And chapter 8 begins a long discussion about money.
那第八章呢，就开始的做了一个很长的讨论，关于金钱的讨论。
Where does the service from in the Christian life begin?
所以呢，基督徒人生的服侍从哪里开始？
Well, it often begins in from our pocketbook. The money we have in our pocket is often the easiest thing to devote to the Lord. It's often the very first thing to devote to the Lord.
因为通常的开始呢，是从我们的钱包的口袋的钱包开始的。所以金钱呢，通常对于我们基督徒来说呢，是最开始也是最容易的奉献给主的一样东西。
As a matter of fact, if you don't love somebody with a little bit of your money, you don't love them very much.
所以呢，事实是说呢，如果你不爱一个人，你不爱一个人呢，就是说呢，你不是用点，你不给他太多的钱，那证明你真的不爱他。
And so you get some interesting stories in the Bible about money.
所以呢，这里有一个非常有意思的，在圣经里的关于金钱的故事。
The children of Israel came out of Egypt.
那个以色列人他们从埃及出来的时候。
When they got to Mount Sinai to Horeb, they realized that their responsibility was to be living for the Lord.
所以呢，当他们来到西奈山，来到 Horeb 那个山脚下的时候呢，他们意识到呢，他们的对神的责任呢，就是服侍神。
And so the Lord said to them very soon at Horeb, he said, now listen, if you are going to follow me, I want you to give me. And he made a list of all the things they would need to build a tabernacle.
然后呢到了那个 Horeb 以后呢神说呢你们要真的服侍了我要你提供这个事情。然后呢神给了他们一个大的单子告诉要建会幕的那些材料的东西。
And in a wonderful way, the people in the nation were so generous that the leaders had to go to Moses and say, Lord, tell these people not to give us more. We've got more than we can handle. We don't need more money.
所以呢，当时呢，那里的人呢，在国家的人呢，他们都非常的慷慨。慷慨呢他们提供了很多的东西和金钱所以那个负责建造人呢他不得不去找摩西说摩西啊你要告诉他们不要再往这里捐钱了因为我们的钱呢早就超过了我们需要的。
And now here in Corinth, these people have done a lot of foolish things, including arguing against Paul. And they find out that they were wrong. And so as part of their repentance,it's followed up with a section on money. You Corinthians believe that you were wrong, so here's something you can do. You can start giving some money to the work of God.
因为这个里面呢，就是再一次呢，在这个哥林多教会呢，他们其实呢，做错了很多的事情，做错了事情呢，包括和使徒保罗争论，所以最后呢，他们悔改了，意识到他们做错了。做错了以后呢，其实他们悔改，他说他悔改到这个程度呢，他说现在呢，我们要去奉献一些东西给神，神说，但那个使徒保罗说，那你们就现在呢，把你们的一些金钱奉献给做神的工。
So he says in verse 1 of chapter 8, Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction,The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality.
这个第哥林多后书第八章第一节第二节说呢，此外弟兄们，我也把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有充足的快乐，在极穷之间。还格外显出他们乐捐的愿望。
He commends the churches of Macedonia, primarily the city of Philippi. He says, in their great trial of affliction, verse 2, their poverty, they abounded in the riches of their liberality. Those Philippian Macedonian believers, they gave out of poverty and distress, but they gave liberally.
这个里面呢，他使徒保罗在那个表扬当时的马其顿的那些教会，尤其是在腓立比的那个教会，他说他们呢在极穷之间还格外的显出他们乐捐的厚恩。所以这个呢，就是当时呢。他们那个就算他们之间呢非常的贫穷他们的处境也非常的艰难但在这样的环境下呢他们还是乐善好捐的。
Verse 3, he says, For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing and giving.
第三节继续说，我可以证明他们是按照力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
They said they were imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministry, ministering to the saints.
第四节说，再三的求我们接受这礼物，准他们在这供给圣徒的事工上有份。
So it would appear that they said to Paul, here's money, you take this for yourself, you take this for the work of God. And Paul says, in effect, he basically says, no, I won't do that. But they implored him to take the money.
所以这个里面呢，就是看起来，但是他们呢，拿了一些钱和礼物，就是钱财给使徒保罗说，你把这些东西金钱拿着你自己用，或者拿着去做神的工，那个就是那其实这个时候保罗说不，我不能接受你们的这些东西。所以这里面讲的时候，所以他们再三的求保罗接受他们的礼物。
And then he goes on and he says, and they did this not as we had hoped, but first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us.By the will of God.
然后呢，第五节继续说，并且他们这么做不是照着我们所希望的，而是先把自己交给主，又照神的旨意归了我们。
It isn't just that they gave some money, but the very act of giving money, the very process of giving, caused them to have a focus of heart that was right, and so they gave themselves to the Lord.
这个呢不光光是那个他们给钱就捐出来钱，而且就是他们这样的行为，他们这样的过程中，他们呢其实呢把自己的心呢交给了主，最终呢他们把自己交给了主。
They basically said, Lord, here's some money, but...Money's not much value. I'll give myself and some money. And the money was a sign that they were giving of themselves to the Lord.
那么就是基本上就这样说，主啊，这里有钱，但是钱呢并不值不了什么东西。我们呢要把我们自己和金钱呢一起给主。
That's the way it should be with us. We give money and then we say, Lord, here's some money, but my heart is here. Take my heart too. They're both coming.
那这就是我们应该有态度，就是说呢，我们自己说，主啊，这是我的那个捐献的钱，那么这里是我的心，你把那金钱和心呢同时接受。
Now remember, the Lord says, where your treasure is,There will your heart be also.
所以呢，就是呢，主，你记得主说过呢，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
So, how do you get your heart to do the right thing?
你怎么让你的心去做正确的事情呢？
Well, you get your heart to do the right thing by doing what you can do. If your heart is going to follow your treasure,Then if you give your treasure, your heart will follow.
那这个呢就是说你的心呢他要去做那个他应该做的事情。那么说呢如果你给出你的财宝的话呢你的心呢会跟着你的财宝去做。
Our responsibility is to keep our hearts. Out of it are the issues of life. So if we give our money,Our heart will follow our money. That's the logic that we've got here.
所以呢，其实呢，我们呢，在我们的呢平常在这些痛艰难的时刻，我们要保守我们的心。那么现在的呢问题呢，就是说我们给出我们的金钱。如果我们给出我们的金钱呢，我们的心呢就会跟着金钱走。这就是这里讲到的逻辑。
So I heard this story a long time ago. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I kind of enjoyed it anyway.
所以呢，我听得很久之前听到一个故事，我不是很确定这个故事真实的真故事呢还是假故事，但是呢，我很欣赏这个故事。
It's about a man who felt he loved a girl.
这就是一个人呢，他认为他爱一个女孩。
And he started giving her gifts.
然后他开始送她礼物。
And he gave and gave, and he gave lots of things to her, gave lots of money to her.
然后他开始呢送呢送呢，他送了好多东西给她，也送了她好多的钱。
And finally, he decided, I had better marry that girl.
然后最终呢，他决定了，他说我最好呢把她娶过来。
And they said he married her for his money.
他们说呢，他娶她是为了他的自己的钱娶的她。
He gave her so much money.That if he didn't marry her, he wouldn't have any more money left. He had all his money, so he married him for his money.
所以呢，他因为他给了他太多的钱，如果呢他不跟他结婚的话呢，他就没有任何的钱剩下了。所以呢，他跟呢他结婚呢，是为了让他的钱重新归他自己。
Well, I think there were many men who were drawn closer to the Lord because they followed him for his money. He gave so much money. He followed the Lord. The Lord looked after
him. 所以呢，我认为呢，很多人呢，他们跟随主呢，是因为他给主家呢好多好多钱，所以呢，他必须呢要跟随主了。所以呢，他跟随主以后呢，主家来看过他。
All right, and verse number 6 says, so we urge Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well.
第六节说呢，因此我劝提多，既然在你们中间开始了这恩惠的事，就当办成了。
And so he says, interestingly enough, he says, we urge Titus to encourage you to give money.
所以但是这里你讲到呢非常有意思的是因此我劝提督劝提督呢在你们中间做这些就是给钱给你们。
Now I just want to encourage you at this point by making one statement.
所以我们呢现在呢试图呢鼓励你们用这样一句话。
Paul was not saying, give money to me.
所以使徒保罗并没有说你们把金钱给我。
He was not saying give money for Titus.
他并没有说呢你们把钱给提督。
As you go through scripture, you will know that the man of God never said give money to me.
现在如果你通读这些圣经的话呢你会发现金钱的人属神的人从来不说你把钱给我。
They often said, give money to God.
他们通常说把钱给神。
They often said, give money to the hungry, give money to the destitute, give money to the churches who are in need in Judea.
他们说呢通常呢说呢你要把那些钱呢给那些需要的人你要把钱给那些在犹大地的那些人给那些信的人。
But he did not say, give money to me.
但他从来没说把钱给我。
And he didn't say, give money to us.
他也没说把钱给我们。
And so when you find preachers today,who say, you give money to us, you say something's wrong. That's not the way Jesus did it.
所以呢今天呢如果你要听到某些讲道人他说你把钱给我们你说这是错的这并不是主耶稣基督教导。
We just heard the preacher, this weekend, I'm trying to remember which one it was, who basically said, the Lord Jesus,never took anything from anybody.
因为我在上次听到一个讲道人讲我不很确定到谁说的他说主耶稣基督从来没任何人那里拿过任何的钱。
It was long on Sunday, wasn't it? Who said that when he needed to pay taxes, he didn't go to Judas to get the money, though Judas had the bag. He said, Peter, go fishing. You'll find a fish with some money in its mouth.
这个里面呢就是弗朗在那个今天上午讲的是不是呢他说当主耶稣基督需要钱的时候他并没有去找那个犹大从犹大里面的口袋里拿钱而就是告诉彼得他说彼得你去钓鱼你钓着鱼的那个钱呢那个税呢就在鱼的口里。So
we've begun this study on money and it's important, but remember, we're not supposed to say to people, you give money to me, you give money to my work. We say, you give money to God. You give money to God's work over there or over there, not necessarily here.
这个里面呢,就是我们开始呢,讲这个金钱的事情,这个也是非常重要的一件事情。 所以我们自己呢，要确保我们不要跟别人说你把钱给我，你把钱给我做的事情。你要跟他说呢，你把钱给神，给神的工作。你要是说我钱给到这里那里，但是你不要跟他说我钱给到我这里来。All
right, well, that's our story for today. That's our time for today, and we'll just pray that the Lord will bless us, and we'll carry on next week, Lord willing.
所以这个里面呢，是我们的故事，也是我们的时间也到了。所以呢，主若许可，我们下个星期呢继续的来学。Lord,
we're thankful that you care enough for us to be tolerant with us when we've done wrong.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩，就是您足够的关心我们，关心我们，就是说以至于当我们做错的事情的时候，您能忍受我们。
Lord, we're thankful that the Corinthian church were not set aside because of their failures.
所以呢，主啊，我们也非常感恩那个哥林多人呢，并没因为他们做错了事情就被放在一边去了。We're
thankful that Paul was bold enough to confront their failures.
所以呢，我们非常感恩的是呢，就是那个使徒保罗呢，他自己足够的大胆去面对他们的失败。
That they were humble enough to repent in the face of their failures.
所以他们有足够的谦卑呢，在他们失败的时候呢，去悔改。
And we thank you that the Lord was gracious enough to make them a great people, because of the grace of his turning to them as a result of their repentance.
因为为了感恩主对他们呢，也是很有恩典的，因为把他让他们因为他们的悔改，所以呢，他们最后得到的这样的恩惠呢，他们成为了很伟大的人。Lord,
may we be a humble and a gracious and a repentant people, we pray.
因为主啊，我们祷告，我们也应该是那样谦卑的、有恩典的，还有那个悔改的人。
So we give thanks now again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们再次献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. See you this evening, Lord willing, if you're able.